This is Active Lehigh Valley on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
Welcome to Active Lehigh Valley, generously supported by our friends at St. Luke's University Health Network. Our aim is to encourage listeners to be happy, healthy, and active, and I'm your host, Mike Dravenstot. I'm here today with Gary Thornton, who is Executive Director of the Valley Preferred Cycling Center, a.k.a. the Velodrome, in Trexler Town, about 5 miles west of Allentown. The Valley Preferred Cycling Center is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, so we're going to spend some time learning about its history and its impact, and also talk about bicycling in general. Gary, welcome to WDIY and Active Lehigh Valley.
Mike, thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me as a guest on your show.
In the 50th celebration this year, let's talk a little bit about the history. What are the origins of the facility and who are some of the people that brought it to the Lehigh Valley?
We are extremely excited to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Valley Preferred Cycling Center, as you say, aka the Velodrome. As we know it, a lot of people, it's T-Town.
Right.
And it's known the world over as T-Town. I was on vacation in a couple of years ago standing in a field in Belgium, and somebody heard my American accent and tapped me on the shoulder and asked where I was from. And a gentleman was from Australia and used a very loud curse word and said, "I spent 3 years there." And we talked about T-Town in the middle of a muddy field in Belgium. And I said, wow, this place has reach. But 50 years ago, it was a field. And we started as an extremely generous gift from the Rodale family. So the velodrome itself and the park that's across the street, the Bob Rodale Cycling and Fitness Park, were all land that were donated by Bob Rodale and his wife, Ardith. And the Rodale family are an enormously interesting and influential family. They were a company that started the organic gardening movement in the United States, and the organic gardening movement on a big scale, on a commercial level, not just in your backyard. And they took that ethos of healthy soil equals healthy food equals healthy people, and they spread out into this great organization that owned publishing and owned land and did all of these farming techniques. Still to this day, there is the Rodale Foundation. Tremendously interesting.
So it was the Rodales that were behind the velodrome and the start of it a little more than 50 years ago, right? And also in partnership with Lehigh County, correct?
Correct. Bob Rodale was actually an Olympian. He was not a cyclist, but he, if I'm pulling it out of my head correctly, he was in skeet shooting. And he wanted to be outside and wanted to move. And he went to Mexico City and saw a velodrome. It just lit a fire in him. Absolutely started his imagination going. And he came back and he started talking and working with a couple of locals here in the Lehigh Valley to see if it was possible. And lo and behold, it was. And they built the velodrome on land that the Rodales owned. And then they donated it to Lehigh County. So it is a public-private partnership between the Velodrome Fund and managed by Lehigh County. So we work very closely with the Lehigh County Parks and Recreation Department.
So it was a unique facility at the time, but it's still a unique facility here in 2026.
It's an extremely unique facility. As far as velodromes go, there are 16 in the United States, and a velodrome is specifically for bicycle racing that ultimately is focused on the end goal of the Olympics. So we are governed by an organization called USA Cycling. USA Cycling is a member of the United Cyclists International, the UCI. That is the biggest organization in the world for cycling. So we work with them to hold our races, to bring international athletes from around the globe right here into the Lehigh Valley.
I don't want to have you give me 50 highlights over 50 years, but in your mind, over those five decades, what are some of the highlights or things that have happened at the Valley Preferred Cycling Center that really have added to this legacy of it being a special place?
The really big things that people think about on the Valley Preferred Cycling Center is the big wins, the Olympic athletes who have trained here, who have grown up in the Lehigh Valley and have gone on to literally win Olympic medals on an international scale.
And some American, but some other countries too, right?
100%. Yeah. I've been in cycling for a very long time. I'm not particularly a young man. I remember in my early 20s when I was working at the bike shop across the street from the velodrome, I would take my lunch breaks and I would walk over and I would watch the athletes ride. And predominantly at that time, it would be Australians and New Zealanders. And they very quickly explained to me that it was winter home, but here it was summer. So they could work out outside, they could get speed in their legs. And then when they went back home and everybody else was coming out of hibernation, they were hitting it full gas. And it really made just a ton of sense to me. And I've ridden my bike all my life. I've tried racing. I'm not a racer. My body isn't set for racing. My mindset isn't set for racing, but I love it. I'm the biggest fan of it. And when I was in my 20s, I'd go over at lunch and you stand on the boards and the boards as tall as I am come up to about my waist. And when 20 athletes go by going in the 30s or low 40 miles an hour, they literally pull your upper body over the boards. Like they suck you in and then they ride past and you can stand up straight again. And it's the most bizarre feeling. And you're like, did that really happen? So you wait for it to happen again. You're like, oh yeah, that's really happening. So you just play a game with yourself. And watching these humans that are dressed up like superheroes and national championship colors and tight Lycra doing 30 or 40 miles an hour, it's almost unhuman to watch,
and
in the best way possible.
And many times during a racing situation, inches apart or millimeters apart, right?
Very, very close. Yes. It's the rubbing is racing acronym is not one we like in racing, because if you're rubbing and you're hitting people, you're going to push people to the ground and we don't like crashes. But people do get very close and they have to be comfortable doing that, and it takes quite a bit of time to be able to get there. You have to have the time as an athlete to do it. But one of the things that we do at the velodrome is if you want to do that, we'll help teach you that.
Yeah.
We've got classes. We can help you learn how to do that.
And we'll get into that certainly a little bit down the road. We want people to know about how they can have that experience.
Sure.
How is the Valley Preferred Cycling Center viewed on a national and international level right now? What kind of gem do we have in our backyard?
This is an internationally renowned facility. Hands down, no hyperbole. When I tell people that I have been honored to run the velodrome, they are so excited for me. I have worked in the bicycle industry for about 40 years. My connections go throughout the states into Europe, and there is almost nobody that I talk to that are my peers who don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. As soon as they hear T-Town, their eyes light up. It's just that magical of a place in the cycling world. And it's not just in the cycling world. And one of the big things that I'm really excited about, I just want people to come and watch. I want people to come sit in the stands and experience it for themselves, because it is so interesting and exciting. There is always something on the track. There's always a story going. Our announcer is excellent. He explains what's going on the track if you're not really familiar with it.
Let's talk a little bit about that experience. I could see the everyday person saying, oh, bicycle racing, yeah, I got a bicycle, it's not that exciting. What's going on there? What are some of the different events and races, and how is there intrigue every week there at T-Town?
I would like to take a step back from that and talk about the bicycle itself, because we all ride bikes, you know? I mean, there's the expression, it's like riding a bike for a reason, right? A track bike is a very specialized thing. So most people could equate it to the bike they learned to ride on. It's got one gear, you get pedaling, and you get going, you're riding the bike. But that's almost where the similarity stops, because when you get going on that bike that you learned to ride on, and they've got those brakes where you push your feet backwards to stop, the coaster brake, You can't do that on a track bike. The track bike, you can't even get started and put your feet level and coast. We have what's called a fixed gear. The chain on the front is directly connected to the rear wheel. So when you pedal, the rear wheel goes. If you're going at a pretty good clip and you try to pedal, those cranks aren't going to let you stop. They're going to continue to push you forward. And for people who are very experienced in bikes, they get onto the track and they're confused. They're confounded a little bit because it's not what they're used to doing.
There's no braking. There's no coasting.
No.
Right?
We joke that it is NASCAR on bikes sometimes. Go fast, turn left. That is the goal on the velodrome. You've got that one gear. You have to be able to get it to go fast. And it's so interesting to watch the athletes that are good track athletes, how they can seem like they are shifting gears. They are going at one speed and then all of a sudden they're going at a different speed. But there's one gear on the bike. It's a fixed gear. It's the years of training in their legs at how fast they can spin them. Once you get the hang of it and you watch one particular person, you see they're going pretty good. You see their legs going faster and you go, all right, here it comes. And boom, the speed hits and they go. And it's just so exciting to see them monitor it out like that.
And you do have different formats for different type of races there too, which I found intriguing the times I've been.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of different events. There's sprint events, there's endurance events, there's points events. Sometimes the races are as simple as there's five laps, the first person across the line wins. Sometimes there's point laps and we have a 25 lap race and every lap, the first person across the line gets a point. Well, it can be a different person across the line every time. And we are asking a lot of our USA Cycling officials on those races. There's oftentimes we get done racing and I'm 2 or 3 minutes until I know who actually won the race between the race officials and the timers trying to get the points down. But it keeps it interesting. It keeps it exciting because sometimes the first person across the line wins. Sometimes the first person across the line doesn't win. It's the person who dominated at the beginning and then sat back and took it easy. Strategy.
Right. And one of the events that I recall, I don't know if you still do it, do you still do the Madison?
Yeah.
Oh. And if you can explain that to people, because that's very unique.
Oh, the Madison is chaos. It's madness on wheels. You know, it's called the Madison. But it is two riders who work together, and the two riders literally will grab each other by the arm. So if there's a rider down track, he would put up his right arm. The person up track would put out their left arm. They grab hands or forearms. And the rider in motion will sling the other rider into motion. It is so very bizarre to watch, but it's really interesting because these athletes are obviously very skilled at what they do to be able to do those handoffs at speed. It's not like handing a baton on a running race.
Right.
It's literally grabbing each other and throwing each other into competition. The other part of that is then these riders know how to use the track. The track is what we call a banked oval. There's a home straight, the back straight. They're kind of flattish, but they're still on an angle. In the turns in this big pill-shaped velodrome, it's 30 degrees in each turn. So the riders know how to use the track to give them momentum to either slow down or speed up. So in a Madison, after somebody slings somebody in really fast, they have to make sure that they can go up track to slow them down in a way that they're not impeding the other people coming up behind them.
See,
you almost have to have eyes in the back of your head.
Harken back to physics class. People say, when am I going to need this in real life? Well, I guess you need it in the Madison, right?
100%. In track racing, you do.
Yeah.
The elite athletes use every bit of that track to speed up and to slow down. Like I said, there's the home straight and the back straight. We have turn one, turn two, turn three, turn four. If you come really hot all the way in turn one, you can almost stall before you come out of turn two. But it is so steep coming out of turn two that you can be doing 40 miles an hour, yeah, having been almost stalled 3 or 4 seconds beforehand. It is physics. It is learning how to use that track and those bankings to your advantage.
Well, we are going to take a short break here. We are talking with Gary Thornton from the Valley Preferred Cycling Center. Stay with us for the second half of the show.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of hand-picked music on WDIY.
Welcome back to Active Lehigh Valley, generously supported by our friends at St. Luke's University Health Network. Our aim is to encourage listeners to be happy, healthy, and active. I'm your host, Mike Drabenstadt, and I'm here with Gary Thornton, who is Executive Director of the Valley Preferred Cycling Center, also known as the Velodrome and T-Town. And we're talking about the Friday night bicycle racing and just some of the physics and the excitement that goes on. I've been there many times, and I'll attest to what you're saying. It's not just kind of cool for adults and endurance people. It's cool for kids and just about anyone to come out and see what's going on and get this different experience.
I completely agree with you. And one of the things that the team and I have been working really hard on this year, this 50th anniversary year and into our next 50, is making sure that the youth is part of everything that we do. Friday nights are our marquee nights. They are our elite racing. We race at the Velodrome on Saturday, Friday, and Tuesday.
Okay.
Saturdays and Tuesdays are amateur racing. There's ways to move up through the ranks to be able to get to Friday nights. But when you get to Friday nights, you're in the big show. We make sure that every Friday night we have kids race. They get a chance to be on the track. They get a chance to run around on Strider bikes, or if they're taking one of our small classes, we let them use the track bikes. We let them get exposed to it. We get the cheers for them. They get the accolades, and the crowd loves watching the kids. How can you not?
Right.
You know, we have two kids that come out there and they have these helmets on that have these big floppy ears and they're riding around, and it's the best. Aside from having kids out every Friday night, we also make sure we have juniors racing out, because that's how we're going to sustain ourselves. We need the younger generation to continue to race and to come out. And we want to highlight them. We want the crowds to make sure that they are shown that they're welcome. You know, when a junior leaves and there's 1,000 people screaming for them, it's really a lot different than Saturday morning when there's a couple of families out there clapping for them, you know?
Well, what are some of the programs you offer to get young people, get adults into the sport of track cycling?
Boy, that's something that we are absolutely proud of. And if you ride a bike, we have a program for you. If you would like to ride a track bike, we absolutely have a program for you. But we start with our Weeble Wobblers and our Pee Wee Peddlers, young kids, Strider bikes, the little push bikes, children who need to learn how to ride a bike, and their parents say, you know what, I don't think I want to teach my kid how to ride a bike. Why don't we let you guys teach him how to ride a bike? Which, having taught two teenagers how to drive a car, I kind of understand.
Right. The same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And these classes are great. We have another class starting July 11th for Weeble Wobblers and Pee Wee Peddlers. The cool thing about these classes is you get into the classes, and even for the real young kids, we give our athletes a chance to work at the Velodrome. So when these children are learning how to ride a bike, I don't think they probably know it at 5-6 years old, but there's quite likely a national champion running next to them, helping them get up on two wheels. You know, there's an athlete who may be racing on Friday nights, and it is kind of fun to see some of these kids in the classes, and we invite them in on Friday night to be part of the spectacle, and then they see their teacher out there, and you could just see their eyes get big because they make the connection.
It's like learning tennis from Serena Williams or golf from Tiger Woods.
We have an athlete. He has come up through the program. Amazing young man named Dakota Stein. Dakota just took over Rider of the Year points last year. It's a running competition we have. It is very hotly contested amongst our elite athletes on Friday night. Dakota Stein is one of our coaches for our basic classes. And watching a little kid on Friday night look up and realize that this person in front of him was actually his teacher, and now he's not wearing a t-shirt and shorts and a bucket hat, he's dressed up like a superhero, the eyes get really big, the recognition gets huge, and they get that real awkward little wave and go, "Hi, Dakota." It's so heartwarming, you know. It's just, it's pretty much everything for me.
And you have programs for adults too, for both men and women. Talk about those a little.
Absolutely.
Bit.
Our longest running, best attended class is our Women's Wednesday class. We have been consistently running that for, I believe, 2 decades. And currently, the 2 people who teach that Women's Wednesday class are, they're both named Kim. One is still an active racer and a world champion, and one is a retired racer and a coach with 2 world champion titles in their palmares. It's Kim Geist and Kim Zubris, 2 extremely wonderful human beings that really are excited to help other people learn how to ride the bike on the track. I stop by there on Friday nights and I watch those classes, and it just, it makes me happy, you know, just watching people get excited about bikes. And sometimes they realize, sometimes they don't realize what the caliber of the coach that they have is. It's like going to Little League and being taught how to play third base by Mike Schmidt.
Right. And how much experience do you need to have as a bicycle rider to get into those programs?
Almost none.
Okay.
If you can ride a bike, we have a class for you. If you can't ride a bike, we're going to help you learn how to ride a bike and slot you into a class. One of the things that drew me to wanting to be a part of the Velodrome in the way that I am is I read the mission statement and I read a lot about the Rodale family. As much as we're talking about racing and as exciting as racing is, and as much of a fan as I am of racing, that word is not in our mission statement. It is specific to riding. And that resonates with me in a really big and personal level, because as I referenced in the beginning of this interview, I'm not a racer. I'm a very active bike rider, but I don't have the physiology or the mindset to race a bike. I love it. I appreciate it. But I'm never going to stop riding. So if I can help spread that joy of riding to other people, it's great. What the racers understand is that by helping on the advocacy side of things, by helping other people understand that riding a bike, it makes it safer for everybody. So, Mike, if you're a rider and your family knows that you're riding a bike, like my family, just they know I ride a bike. I show up at Christmas on a bicycle, go get changed, come do whatever. Same thing for Thanksgiving. They know I'm a rider. When they're driving their car, they see somebody and they go, "Oh, that's Gary. I can't hit him." I might be 3 states away, but in their head, now they're looking for cyclists.
Right.
The largest users of the road by hours are most likely the athletes. They're training, they're out there putting in the miles. If a commuter's family is driving and sees that athlete training and goes, "Hey, that could be Mike, he's riding to work," it's safer for Dakota on the road.
Right.
That's the rising tide helping all ships. And the bigger part of that, the thing that I have as where I want to grow in this next 50 years is we have these fantastic programs that we have for Weeble Wobblers, for young kids to teach them. We have Try the Track classes. If you want to learn how to race a track bike, we've got 2 classes of very experienced gentlemen. We'll teach you how to do it. We'll get you your license. We'll get you your upgrade, and you'll be racing on Saturday mornings. It's exciting, but if we can make the bicycle more of an acceptable way to get around, an acceptable form of transportation in the Lehigh Valley, it's safer for everybody, and it is better for families. I would love to expand our programs for community programs into the actual communities.
Wonderful. Well said. Very
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Yeah.
Let's spend a couple more minutes here. We got a couple more minutes to talk about some of the events going on later this year to celebrate the 50th and to get people part of this movement.
So end of July, we are very honored to be hosting the Junior National Track Championship.
That's huge.
Huge. And we were awarded it for 2 years. So not only do we have it in 2026, we will have it in 2027. We have approximately 200 or more families coming out from around the nation to race in Trexler Town over the last weekend in, or the second to last weekend in July, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. I would love people to come out and root these youngsters on. These people are traveling from California, from Washington State, from Indiana to come race, and oftentimes they're going to race to 10 or 12 families in the bleachers. Mm-hmm. That's fun because you're racing. It is way more fun when people are making noise and cheering
let's
for
let's
you.
Make it the Little League World Series, right?
Absolutely. The nice thing and the really fun thing about the velodrome is we can make noise. When you're in the bleachers, you bang your feet. It echoes through there. You get on the sides and we have what we call the boards, which are on the very edge of the velodrome. You reach over and you start banging on those things. It's a cacophony of sound. And as a racer, that's what they need. They love that. So if I could do anything from this, I would encourage people, come out on Friday nights, see the spectacle, see everything that we can do. But you want to see something really wholesome, you want to see something really fun, come see Junior National Championships. Watch these young athletes from around the nation just absolutely give it their all. It is so fun and, dare I say, wholesome and, frankly, adorable.
And how can people find out about that event and other things you have going on in terms of website, social media, so they can follow?
We are extremely fortunate to have one of the easiest URLs around. We're the Velodrome. And we are thevelodrome.com. It's as simple as that. You can go in. There's drop-downs for the community programs, yep, for the racing, for the schedules, all of that in there, as well as there's lots of information on track racing, different things. We have direct links to our social on the bottom of the page. We're very active in Facebook and Instagram. Our marketing director right now is an absolute godsend for us. He grew up around the velodrome. It's something that he absolutely believes in, and you can tell by the social that we have how active it is and how deep it is that he really has a good knowledge and passion for the sport.
Well, Gary, thanks for coming in today. Thanks to you and everyone else who's been involved for the last 50 years. To bring the Valley Preferred Cycling Center to the people of the Lehigh Valley.
Mike, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We are really excited about the next 50 years at the Valley Preferred Cycling Center. And if I could end thanking anybody, it would be thank you to the Rodale family for making it so we could ride bikes in Trexler Town for the last 50 years, and we will be able to for the next.
Well, from our side, we will thank again our friends at St. Luke's University Health Network, who encourage us to be happy, healthy, and active. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is Active Lehigh Valley.